new concussion numbers, blindside blocks, and welcome back, Steve. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, making college accessible, affordable, and achievable. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to a new season of This Week in High School Sports. The second year of tracking concussions in high school sports in the state of Michigan saw an 11% drop during the 2016-17 school year, but Michigan High School Athletic Association Executive Director Jack Roberts offers words of caution.
It's not a trend that we can bank on. There's too many variables involved that could significantly affect or contribute to the data that we received this year.
For the second straight year, the survey revealed that girls reported concussions at a 2 to 3 times the rate of boys in sports like soccer, basketball, and baseball, softball.
Girls may sustain more concussions than boys, or girls may be more forthcoming in reporting concussions than boys are, or a little bit of both. But in any case, we need to have our coaches coach boys and girls differently, and we need to prepare coaches to coach boys and girls differently.
With the new sports school year now officially underway, Roberts looks forward to gathering additional data on the topic.
Our data becomes most reliable and most useful only after we have several years of data to compare and to analyze. Only then will we know where the trouble spots really are, and only then can we effectively address those trouble spots to make our good games even better than they are today.
Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to the girls' tennis team at Negaunee. The defending Division I UP champions chalked up 2-7-1 wins last week over Ishpeming Westwood and West Iron County. And the Fruitport girls volleyball team, which was a perfect 6-0 over the weekend at the Traverse City Central Invitational. Rachel Paulson led the effort with 34 kills. Water is a critical nutrient for student athletes. Dehydration can cause muscle cramping and fatigue. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Hi, my name's Dan Skuda, professional football player and Michigan native. Being born and raised in Michigan, I want to see all Michigan students succeed. Paying for college can be a barrier. That's why I've teamed up with My Student Aid to help tackle the cost of college. My Student Aid helps students and families in Michigan with affording college, with scholarships, grants, and also college savings programs. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/MyStudentAid. Together, we can help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
We're going to start the new school year with a three-part series on football rule changes. There may be no hit in football which generates more oohs and ahs than the blindside hit. It's also one of the most dangerous hits in the game. A defensive player in pursuit of the runner who does not have a reasonable opportunity to see the oncoming blocker is considered defenseless. In keeping with putting player safety first, National high school rules now allow blocking from the blind side only when contact is initiated with the hands, achieving the same effect without all the contact. That big blind side hit will now result in a 15-yard penalty and possible ejection from the game. Next week, we'll look at changes to rules covering onside kicks.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted, just whistle. Go to the MHSAA website now to be a referee. There are so many welcome sights and sounds that come with the start of a new school year, but perhaps none so delightful than at a football scrimmage over near Flint last week when Steve Johnson, a registered official of over 40 years, stepped back on the field. Johnson, a finals caliber official in multiple sports from Burton and just one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, had taken a year off from officiating to win a fight bigger than any game, beating stage 4 cancer. He now has a clean bill of health and looking forward to being back out there on the field again. Steve had a lot of support from the officiating community, many of whom came back gave fees to help the cause during his aggressive chemo treatments, and he was welcomed at that scrimmage last week with lots of hugs and high fives. We too welcome Steve back to the fold and wish him well going forward. A big kickoff weekend lies ahead for MHSAA-TV, launching its 10th season with over 14 live football games in 3 days from kickoff classics in Flint, Grand Rapids, and Detroit. And Friday night football highlights return to cable TV this fall. Watch for the debut of the State Champ Sports Network's MHSAA Extra Point Saturday mornings at 10 on Fox Sports Detroit. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.